Good morning, Park Place. We thank God it's another day, it's another opportunity. I know I seem to start every sermon the same way, but the scripture says that we are to enter his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. So it's like in me saying that, I'm wanting everyone to really adopt that mindset that when we come to the house of God, when we approach God in prayer, when we are speaking to our Father, it's always thank you for another opportunity. Thank you for another day. Thank you that I am here in the land of the living just to say that you are good to me. Amen. Today we will find ourselves in Luke, the 15th chapter, and we'll be in verse 8 through 10. I wanted to give you all just a moment to get there. We're going to be looking at a parable that was shared with the people of the day by Jesus Christ. And the scripture says, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Amen. Father, we just thank you today. We come to you. We give you glory and praise because of your word. Father, we, your people, understand that in this earth today, you have left your word for us, your commandments for us, your enlightenment so that we will know about your will, your ways, and your character. So, Lord, today, as we join together in this house, your house, we are asking, Father, that you bless us with your presence. Father, I submit and surrender even more to your Holy Spirit. I ask you, Holy Spirit, help me to teach your people the way that you taught me. Help us to have understanding and to walk away from this place today empowered and strengthened and encouraged in Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this today, Father. And his people said, Amen. I'd like to speak today from a topic. His hand is sweeping through the land. Again, his hand is sweeping through the land. If we look at this particular passage of scripture, we see that Luke is actually the writer. Historically speaking, Luke was a physician, and it is said that when Luke wrote, he wrote it from the standpoint of a physician, of the standpoint of a person that understood medicine and that not only understood medicine, but also understood the thoughts and the interpretation of people. As a physician, you not only understand the human body, but you also have to understand the thought process and how people identify and deal with the issues that are pertaining to them. So that when you give them a diagnosis, you understand, well, if I tell you this, it may make you feel this way. It may cause you to go into this emotion. And a good physician doesn't just give you a diagnosis or doesn't just give you an idea of what you're dealing with. He's very sensitive also to how you're going to take it and how you're going to interpret it. So, we have this amazing physician, Luke, that the Bible says this was written about anywhere from AD 58 to 60. And so you can see how long after the death of Christ that this particular book was written. It says that it's recognized that of all the Gospels, Luke is probably the most complete from the standpoint of chronicling the life and the miracles and the interactions of Jesus with his disciples and with the people of the day. And so we see Luke sharing with us in Luke 15 about a lady. She had 10 pieces of silver. And the Bible says that she lost one. Now, that we understand that Luke is a physician, Luke did not go into a lot of detail concerning how she reacted to losing the silver. He did, however, give us an indication of how she reacted to finding it. So let's back up just a bit and let's think about what she could have experienced in losing that piece of silver. We understand that the scripture says that she lit a lamp and that she began to sweep through her house and she began to look for this piece of silver that was lost. But a good Bible scholar would look within the verses of these scriptures and begin to see the message that Christ Jesus is sharing with his people through this parable. We understand that it was 10 pieces of silver. And anyone that knows about the mind of God, the heart of God, would understand that 10 represents his authority, his order, and his instruction to man. When we think about 10, we think about the 10 commandments. And it's the commandments where God shared, this is who I am. This is how you interact with me. And this is what I require that you interact with each other. Again, his rules, his structure, and his authority is shared in 10. But we also know that Satan is the consummate counterfeit. And so we see in Revelations 13 and 17 that he sets up the kingdom of the beast. And of course, he uses 10 kingdoms or 10 nations. And so now we're looking at the fact that this woman hasn't just lost a coin, but Christ Jesus within the parable is telling us this woman was upset because her house was out of order. Because for it to be in order, she had all 10 coins. But the loss of the one set it out of order. And what did she do? She began to look for the coin to restore order. Amen. She looked for the coin. She looked for the one that was gone from the 10 to restore order. This is the way that we should think of ourselves today. As God inspects us, and the Bible says that we are to inspect ourselves. Scripture says that if I judge myself, he won't have to judge me. He says that if I am diligent in monitoring what I do and how I live my life and whether or not I'm lining it up with Scripture as best I can with the help of the Holy Ghost, then when he looks for fruit, he sees fruit. And he says, okay, I'll just prune off and take away those things that you don't need. I'll remove the things that you missed. Thank God that we have a Savior who is the vine, who is Son of the Father, who is the gardener that is able to look at us and see that we're putting forth effort. We're trying to stay in his word and we're trying to be whole. And so this woman in the scripture, she's trying to restore that one to the 10 to make it whole. If you want a reference, you can also look in that same chapter and you can see the illustration of the lost sheep. And it bears out that, again, Jesus is reiterating. He is driving home. I'm bringing what is lost back. I'm bringing the lost sheep back to the 99. This woman is bringing the lost coin back to the 10. Amen. And so now we're looking at the fact that there's a process that she's going through. She has to light a candle, meaning she has to bring illumination and she has to bring light to the situation. Anytime we are looking for God to restore something in our lives, we have to be honest with ourselves. Illumination has to do with being honest and being transparent and letting the light of the word shine on us. When we are courageous enough to let his light shine in our hearts and not hide who we are from him and understand that every one of us is flawed, every one of us has fallen short according to scripture, every one of us missed at some point or another, But guess what? If we want to be brought together and we want to be whole, then we'd have to let the light in. When the Holy Ghost, when His Spirit speaks to us and says, I do not approve of what you're doing. I do not approve of what you said. I do not approve of how you acted. I do not approve of anything that you have done that is outside of what the Father says. Then good Christians, mature Christians say, thank you, Lord, for the light. Thank you for the light that will shine in the dark places in me and find that one coin that is missing. Thank you for the fact that I can come to you, and even when I don't know myself, you, by your Spirit and by your word, are able to shine in me and find what is lost. Amen. And so we see something occurring here in Scripture. We see that something was lost, something was sought, and something was gained. Something was lost, something was sought, and something was gained. But the thing that I think we often miss about this scripture is that there was a process called sweeping. See, we go from she lost the coin to she found the coin, but the Lord wants us to see the process that it took to find it. See, that process, hallelujah, is called sweeping. The sweeping process is that thing that begins to uncover things in the house. It begins to clean things in the house. You will see that it begins to gather things together that have been set in a place for a long time. No doubt this woman had a clean house. The scripture doesn't say she does or doesn't, so I'm not going to throw that in there. But I will say that it was cleaner when she got done. I will say that her house was more set in order than it was before she started cleaning. So let's say that she needed to clean. Let's say that she was comfortable with things being in a place that, according to this scripture, it required her to move it out of the way and to sweep under it and to sweep around it in order to find what was lost. How many of us are really comfortable about some of the things that we do, the ways that we act, the ways that we speak, the ways that we interact with people? We're real comfortable. And it is not until the Holy Spirit reveals to us that we're missing something, that we're not totally attend in the sight of God, that we begin to humble ourselves and allow God to let us know and remind us of what we need in order to be pleasing in His sight. So I would encourage everyone today and anyone that hears this message to realize that there is a sweeping that is occurring in the land. There's a sweeping that is occurring in the house of God. There is a sweeping that is occurring in the people of God. And there's a sweeping that is occurring in the land of God. As we look throughout this land, both within ourselves, within the church, within the country, we see that sweeping has to do with uncovering. And often there is an upheaval. Anytime you sweep something, you're going to stir something up. Anytime you start sweeping something, there's going to be unrest where there's been some sweeping going on. But anytime you sweep something, things are going to start being gathered together. I look even now, and I'll talk about us from a church standpoint, from a personal standpoint. But let's just look in our country today. There is unrest. There is upheaval. And there is gathering. And I'll tell you how. There is unrest because people are beginning to be agitated about what they feel like is going on around them. There is upheaval because we see that the things that seem to have been good and seem to be okay are suddenly stirred up. And there is a gathering through this disease called coronavirus. Now, I'm going to share with you all something the Lord spoke to me as I was studying. and it encouraged me. This disease called coronavirus has caused people to feel so afraid, so nervous. When I go out, is somebody going to breathe on me? Is somebody going to touch me? Am I going to touch the wrong thing? And God said that coronavirus is still subject to His authority because He set this earth in order. He set the United States in order. And I could talk about the world, but I'd rather focus on the U.S. And the Spirit of the Lord says He does not want us to be afraid of something that is under the control of Almighty God. And we have for so long since January been afraid and been nervous because we felt like that it could take us and it could take our children and it could take our neighbors and it could take our family. When in fact, the Lord says that in this sweeping through the land, He's looking for something valuable. The woman was looking for something that she said, according to Scripture, was valuable. And so I suddenly realized that God was removing fear from me because I read in Philippians 1, 19 through 26, and it says, "For I know that this will turn out for my deliverance through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. For if I live in this flesh, this will mean fruit from my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I cannot tell. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to remain in the flesh is more needful for you. And being confident of this, that I know that I shall remain and continue with you for all your progress and joy of faith, that your rejoicing for me may be more abundant in Christ Jesus by my coming to you again." So what Paul was saying is, for me to live is Christ, but for me to die is gain. What this scripture says is that the woman was sweeping, looking for something of value. And if we believe, truly believe, that God is in control of coronavirus, that is the spiritual maturity that we have to get to. We have to believe that Satan can't do anything without the hand of God saying it's okay. And if God is through Paul saying, if I die, glory be to God, He's okay. If I live, glory be to God, He's still okay with me. Then we suddenly get to the place where we know that so many of the people that we are losing to coronavirus, God says, I'm gathering what is mine. I have gotten glory from them while they were here, and now I gather them. Don't weep for those who are lost, because I am gathering them just as this woman was sweeping in her house, and she was looking for something of value. We today are thinking about the sweeping and the gathering that occurred with Miss Bradley. And I'll tell you, when I heard it, it hit me hard. I felt sad. And the Lord said, why are you sad when I gathered what is mine? Why would you tear up and cry when I gather what is mine? If it is through this disease, I gather what is mine. If a person sleeps in the night and I take them, I gather what is mine. I'm here to tell you today that His hand is sweeping through the land. And so we understand that 10 represents order and authority. And we understand that as we submit to the will of God, God gives us revelation of what we need to do in order to be pleasing in His sight and in order to go through the process. So for a moment, let's talk about uncovering. Has anybody this year seen that in this nation God has uncovered a lot of things? Has anybody seen that this year in the church God has uncovered a lot of things? Is anybody honest enough to say that in us this year God has uncovered a lot of things? He is letting us know what He wants from us, and He is letting us know what needs to be taken out to make room for more. His faithfulness is true, and He walks us through this process of sweeping, helping us to not just see that there is a seeking and a finding, but also helping us to see that there's a process in the middle. How many of us can be honest with ourselves and say that we have rejoiced through the process, that we've rejoiced through the loss, that we have rejoiced through the hurt, that we have rejoiced through the change? Not many of us, but thank God He's merciful. He is a good Father, and He sees that we are learning something, that we are acquiring tools that will help us to navigate this life. And we have an encouraging word from Him today that lets us know that everything is in His hands. Everything that we have committed to Him is actually safe against that day. And so now as we look, and let's focus on the church now, as we look and we see that the church seems to be in an upheaval. We went from everyone coming to church and getting the word and fellowshipping and not forsaking the assembling of the saints, to now this disease, this coronavirus, this virus has basically shut it down, if not stunted it. And so now you see more and more people saying, I'll watch church from home. Many churches are doing that now where they're not even having service. I'll watch church from home. I'll be okay if I'm not joined to the fellowship anymore. They know I love them. They know that we're all members. It'll be okay if I'm not there. According to Scripture, that is not the case. According to Scripture, if we submit to the Spirit of the Lord, then we should be coming together. We should say that we won't forget the assembling of the saints. We should say that it is not enough for me to sit at home and to hear Scripture and to hear the Word of God, but that I have to be joined back to the 10. I have to be joined back to the 99. God is a God of order. He is a God of structure. So this word goes out today to encourage and to let people know that God is sweeping through the land and that He is restoring people back to the church. What Satan meant for evil, God is going to use it for good. Where Satan thought that the coronavirus was going to destroy the church, but as I stand here as a preacher of this gospel, I tell you that the hand of God is going to turn this thing around, and God is going to gather people from every corner of this nation. They are going to begin to realize that we serve a true and a living God, that even though we see a disease that seems as if it is rampant and it is going through the land and it is sweeping through the land, the hand of God will become more revealed and more evident as it unfolds. We will see people beginning to sweep within their own houses and say, what must I do to be saved? As God deals with the country, the Spirit of the Lord deals with the church, and the Spirit of the Lord also deals with the people. And the result will be that just as this woman said to her friend, I have found that which was lost. I have found the peace which was lost. Rejoice with me. There will come a day when the Spirit of the Lord will continue to touch the hearts of men, to touch the minds of men, to convict men of their sin, and they will be brought back into the church. I thank God for Pastor Billy Graham and the vision that he had for salvation for men. The vision that he had that all would come to know the glory of God and the fellowship of the cross and the fellowship of salvation through remission of sin and confession of sin. That revival is on the horizon. And as we see that this sweeping is going on through the nation, don't be discouraged because of the people in the streets. Don't be discouraged because of the anger and the upheaval. Instead, let's look to and let's press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus that says that we know in whom we have believed, and we are fully persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed to him against that day. This church is only one church of the many churches that are going through this same sweeping and transition, looking through the church and saying, it seems like we're losing something. It seems like, where is so-and-so? Have you seen so-and-so? We have not seen them in a while. And the Spirit of the Lord gives us confirmation and encouragement in the word and says, just hold on. It will be okay in a little while. Just hold on and continue to believe that Jesus Christ, who gave this word in Luke 15, is the same Christ Jesus that said, if I be lifted up, then I will draw all men unto me. We stand today on a solid foundation of this word. We stand on the solid foundation of the promise of God that says, I'm sweeping the land and I will gather in. I'm sweeping the land, but I have to start with men. Then I have to go to the church. Then I'll take care of the nation. In that order. Judgment begins, according to the word, at the house of God. So he has to deal with us. If we don't take the bushel off of our light, then how will men come to him? How can they hear if they don't have a preacher? But what we have to do is continue to lift him up. But how can we lift him up if we have a coin missing in our life? Until the Spirit of the Lord sweeps things clean for us and we find that which is lost, and the people begin to come back into the church and he begins to restore the church, then we can be the salt of the earth that allows people to see that they cannot live without the glory of God in their life, that the sin that they're dealing with is intolerable without the salt of the Spirit in their life. And so now we are cognizant of the fact there's a sweeping going on in this land, and it's going on even in this church and in churches all around the nation. But I promise you, as sure as Jesus Christ spoke this word, and we know he did, there will be a rejoicing, because that which is lost shall be found.